Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we have our special guest back with us. That's Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Challum. And as I said, we're going to continue our discussion of the immune system and what we can take to sort of help us ward off colds and flus this winter, and maybe what we can do when in case we've caught the colds and flu already. Okay, guys, we spent some time talking about prevention, and what do you do differently if you wake up one day and you're sniffling, your nose is running, and you really feel like something bad is going on? Where do you go from there, Dr. Ron?
Well, this is where I really, again, I go with vitamin C every hour. I really boost up the beta carotene. Zinc lozenges can be really helpful at this point. Push the fluids. I'll really bump up the vitamin D to maximum levels, and there are different opinions on what a maximum level is, but I certainly believe that it can be very helpful. Echinacea is the herb that's always been a really good help to the immune system. So there's really, I just start firing up all the various nutritional engines to try to get that going.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. So you find that you said vitamin D, and give us a hint at what you would recommend. Would you recommend extra 5,000 units or something?
No, I'm kind of extreme. I go along with what Julian Whitaker recommended a couple years or so ago when the swine flu fear was out there. 50,000 units a day for 3 days in a row to help people try to get over the hump. But again, those are patients that I know, and I'm personally recommending it and supervising it.
Right.
But
right.
I do think it is a helpful thing.
Did you ever run into any complications using it?
I haven't yet. And I have used it myself and found it by the end of the third day, the cold was over. And so I did find it to be helpful. But again, I would want to look at the whole situation with each patient before I would recommend it. But these other things that I mentioned are certainly standbys that have been around for years and can be helpful. One thing I tell people to do is drink lots of hot liquids. You can get your echinacea teas and various immune-boosting teas, but hot liquids in general will help loosen the congestion and they'll certainly feel a lot better.
You know, Jack, one of the things we haven't spoken about yet are probiotics.
I was just thinking of that.
All great minds think alike, Jack.
Yeah,
you know that.
Don't they? Back about the mid-1990s, I was doing research on a book on super germs, and I just had this intuitive sense that our beneficial gut bacteria influence the immune system. And it took a lot of digging, but I found the work of this European researcher who actually did some experiments along these lines that were really very revealing. The initial experiments were on lab mice and rats, and what he found was when he literally cleaned them out in terms of gut bacteria, their immune systems totally crashed. And when he, in a sense, re-inoculated the animals with good bacteria, the type we normally find in our guts, their immune system started humming again. And the whole subject of probiotics is so fascinating because we have 10 times the number of bacteria in our guts as we have total cells in our body. So it's kind of like, are they kind of like the guest, or are we the guest in their environment? But they do seem to keep the immune system humming. And one of the things someone suggested to me just recently, there are some probiotics out there that come in liquid form. And if you have capsules, you could probably just open them up and put them in a little bit of water or milk and accomplish the same thing. Let them sort of wash through your throat if you're starting to come down with a sore throat or cold. And what you do, the bacteria, in a sense, create their own battlefield. And the good bacteria, when you give them a little help, they really end up killing off the bad bacteria and viral infected cells. So I haven't had an opportunity to try that yet, but I'm certainly keeping some probiotics handy just for that purpose.
Okay, and when we talk about probiotics, we're really talking about Acidophilus, Bifidus. For you folks who aren't familiar with the probiotic term, that's what we're talking about, Acidophilus, Bifidus, and bacteria of that sort, the beneficial bacteria.
Yeah, and I guess one way to look at the whole idea of gut bacteria and Acidophilus and other types of probiotics is we really do a number on our guts with the kinds of things we often shove in our mouths in terms of junk food and burgers and french fries and things like that.
They're no good?
Sorry.
And they
do affect. There was just a recent study looking at differences in gut bacteria based on diet. And when people eat more of a Western junk food diet, it does really hurt the activity of their gut bacteria. So I'm being much more dutiful in terms of taking probiotics.
Yeah, and, you know, probiotics are things that should be taken, I guess, on a continuous basis by just about everyone, because there are things which are constantly there, even killing the good bacteria. When you drink any type of usually flavored carbonated beverage, Pepsi, Coke, even diet stuff like that, anything that has a preservative, the sodium benzoate, that's a preservative. And why is it a preservative? Because it kills the bacteria. It kills the bacteria in your gut. So it's killing all the good bacteria when you drink, these diet sodas and things like that.
Yeah. There was a study published about a year ago on night shift workers. And night shift workers, for those of our listeners who are not night shift workers, if you do the graveyard shift, you're more likely to catch colds and flus and just not feel your best. And this was a Swedish study, and what the researchers did was give some of the workers probiotic supplements, and the people who were getting the probiotics ended up taking fewer sick days. They were more resistant to infections, and I think the rest of us who are working basically normal 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 jobs can certainly benefit the exact same way from probiotics.
Absolutely. Okay, so we spoke about probiotics. I know Dr. Ron mentioned Echinacea. And if we're talking about, what to do when you're really not feeling well already, or you're sick, another thing that comes to mind is elderberry. And I know that's one of those that you have on your list, Jack.
Yeah, there's been some great research that was initially done by Israeli research on elderberry syrups for reducing cold and flu symptoms.
Yeah.
And these syrups are just rich in all sorts of good things, antioxidant, polyphenolic flavonoids. And all of these substances really do give our immune system a boost. And so if you're fighting something systemically, any of these things will help. But often an infection will sort of settle in around the throat. And that's where some topical application, like an elderberry syrup, like probiotics, can often make the difference. And sometimes the effect is so fast, some people can literally benefit overnight.
Ah, that's good to know. Anything that works nice and quick is sounds good to me. Okay, we'll continue.
Extract is another one of those that works pretty good as a kind of a natural antibiotic of sorts, and so I like to keep that in my back pocket if people are not getting over the hump.
Okay, say that one again, Dr. Ron.
Olive leaf extract.
Okay.
It has antiseptic properties make it very useful.
All right. Another one to add to our arsenal. Okay, we're pausing for a short break now. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about immunity or anything else, give us a holler. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
You know, it almost seems too good to be true. Usually when you go to a store like Wilner Chemist, where there are so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you, actually, where are you going to find a store like Wilner Chemist where you have so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you? I guess you can't. Anyway, you expect that prices will be high. Well, that's not the case at Wilner's. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. New Chapter Camo Care and Boric and Taffel. The full line's on sale at 30% off. Selected items from Nature's Way and Solgar are on sale at 35 to 40% off. And there's more.
Well, there certainly is more, and you're right, Arnie. It's a rare combination to find such a wide variety of products, professional service, and discount prices under the same roof. But that's what you do find at Wilner Chemists. To find out, by the way, what else is on sale, all you've got to do is go to our website, www.wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog called if you prefer, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. There's another option, of course, we haven't mentioned yet, and that is my blog, dongoldberg.com, for a more personal one-to-one answer to your questions, dongoldberg.com. Even better, of course, than going online to our website is to visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right under the scaffolding near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com, and Wilner has two L's. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Twin Lab Daily One Capsules contain a blend of 26 nutrients, including lutein, a powerful antioxidant associated with eye health, and extra folic acid to help support a healthy heart. One capsule is all you need to get 100% or more of the daily requirements for 19 important vitamins and minerals. It comes in two versions, with iron and without iron. Twin Lab's Daily One Capsules have no additional flavoring, salt, artificial sweeteners, colorings, preservatives, or salicylates. If you're looking for a one-per-day multivitamin, Twin Lab's Daily One Capsules is the perfect product for you. If you prefer a two-per-day dosage, Twin Lab has that as well, daily two capsules. Whatever your preference, when it comes to multivitamins, Twin Lab has you covered. Now with extra lutein and folic acid for healthy eyes and healthy heart. Daily one caps and daily two caps from Twin Lab. All Twin Lab products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Arnie Gitomer in the studio, Dr. Richard Podell in the studio, and our two guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Challum. We're talking about the immune system, nutritional supplements that can be used to enhance immune system function, and I want to take just a quick moment to go over some of the items that we've already mentioned, especially in the last portion of the show, and convert that into some product information for you. First, I guess I should also once again express our gratitude to the Solgar Vitamin Company. Dr. Hunninghacke and Jack Challum are here courtesy of Solgar Vitamins, and we very much appreciate that. Some of the things that that those gentlemen mentioned, they mentioned the olive leaf extract. Solgard does have an olive leaf extract and a veggie cap. So, among other companies, if you're looking for that, Solgard has it. They mentioned elderberry extract. Now, I think it was Jack who mentioned it as a liquid. It comes as a liquid, which is nice. One reason it's nice is because it tastes good. The elderberry liquids are, you know, you could almost pour it over ice cream if you wanted to. It tastes so good. The liquids are available. Actually, I think we have Nature's Way elderberry liquid is currently on special. So that might be one if you want the liquid. We also have elderberry liquid in the Wilner Phytotech line. And it also comes as a powdered extract in a veggie cap. And the Solgar Vitamin Company has it in a powdered veggie cap. So you can use one or the other or both if you so desire. And the last product that I want to mention is also from Solgar. We mentioned echinacea a little ways back, and one of the things that I like about the Solgar approach is that in the herbal products that they prepare, they often try to combine both the extract and the whole herb concentrate in the same product. In other words, they'll give you a certain amount of the extract, and then they use the whole herb powder as the base in which the extract is placed. Now, they have a product that it's actually called Echinacea Golden Seal Cat's Claw Complex. Very nice combination. It has echinacea in the extract form, both from the angustifolia root and the purpurea root. So they have an extract, 50 milligrams each from the two roots, in a base of the echinacea powder, 200 milligrams, along with Golden Seal extract with Golden Seal powder and the cat's claw extract. So if you're looking for a nice echinacea blend with the Golden Seal and cat's claw in there to really give it a nice overall boost, that's a product that I would suggest that you look at from Solgar. Okay, echinacea, cat's claw, Golden Seal blend or complex. Okay, Arnie.
We should also mention some of the basics. You know, all of the vitamin D product. You know, one of the first things we spoke about last hour was vitamin D. You know, Solgar has the vitamin D in 1,000 units, and 5,000 units, and 400 units, probably
8,000, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, we have
that's the highest.
Yeah, they have the N-acetylcysteine available. I believe.
Sorry, 5,000. Okay.
Yeah, they have the N-acetylcysteine available as 600 milligram capsules or tablets. They have vitamin C in all sorts of dosages, whether you want the plain vitamin C or the ester C, you know. And they have a few different zinc formulas. So any of the things that we've spoken about, even the probiotics, they have.
Well, they have another. You know, they have one more product, a combination that I really like, and it's a mushroom-based product. They have a reishi, shiitake, maitake mushroom extract blend. Which is one
that.
Of my personal favorites. You know, we haven't really discussed mushroom extracts yet. We haven't discussed AHCC, beta-glucans. But you know, there's no end to all of this, which is good news. There's a lot, you know, there are indeed.
Hey, we still have a half hour to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, right, I know you, though. I know you're chomping at the bit to get at some phone calls. So I think we probably take a few phone calls now, maybe, or what?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a few phone calls, but you know, before we take a few phone calls, we have this traffic thing we have to do in a few
picky.
I know, but they make us take this hard break at this time to do that. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-321-0710, that's our number, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you travel in the five boroughs, looks like we have heavy traffic still on the Belt Parkway both directions by Erskine Street, although an earlier eastbound crash has been cleared away. Getting across the 59th Street Bridge, still very slow heading into town on the upper deck. Lower deck is a bit sluggish now, too. And over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, about a 10-minute wait for you now heading into Manhattan. Getting across the Hudson River, GW Bridge, about a 30-minute wait from the 95 approach, 20 minutes from Route 4 and 46, as well as the Palisades. And if you're going to be over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25 minutes. Minutes into town, outbound side, about a 15-minute backup, 25 both directions over at the Holland Tunnel. Traveling over on Route 3 as well as the New Jersey Turnpike's Western Spur approaching the Meadowlands, things very heavy with a Giant game getting underway at 4:15. The butterflies are back. Come check out this recreated tropical forest environment filled with over 500 live butterflies. It's now open at the American Museum of Natural History. Go to amnh.org for more information. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Don and Arnie, Dr. Podell, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke, and Jack Chalom. We're all here discussing the immune system and what to do to keep your immune system going and what to do when it falls down a drop and you get sick. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Also works down Atlanta, Georgia. So you Atlanta folks, I guess you guys don't get sick in the wintertime. Of course, it's not so cold down there. But you guys can call, too. 1-800-321-0710. Let's talk to Herb from Princeton, New Jersey.
Hi there.
Hi.
I heard your earlier discussion of vitamin D3, which I take 5,000 milligrams a day, but I cannot do the K because I'm on Orferin, and you just got to keep away, minimize the K. So what do you suggest? And, of course, I still eat some garlic and some other stuff that has K, but I can't take a K supplement.
Okay, well, how do we deal with stuff like that where you need something like vitamin K2, you know, to make sure the calcium gets into the bones and not into the arteries, and you're on something like Coumadin? What do we do, guys? I got two doctors here. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, what, in theory, one might do is take some K2 and adjust the Coumadin dose accordingly. That's a possibility. But it's something that your doctor would have to agree to. Most of the vitamin K in our diets is vitamin K1. And that part apparently doesn't really protect against the calcification. It's the K2 that does. What I'm not sure of is how much K2 can we get away with without messing up the prothrombin time.
I was going to ask Dr. Ron if he knows the answer to that question.
Well, we had one more thing, which is that in animal studies, Coumadin does increase calcification in the arteries. So by blocking vitamin K, it does some element of harm. So, Ron, what do you think?
I'm totally on board with you. It's a dilemma. And if you can find a doctor who's willing to work with you and start out with maybe extra small doses of K2 and get your ProTime checked every week and gradually adjust your K2 up and then adjust the warfarin dose accordingly, I think that's the best way to go. The problem is trying to get your cardiologist or whoever's taking care of you on board with it, because they aren't thinking about the fact that they may be enhancing calcification of the arteries due to the Coumadin plus or minus the protective effect of the vitamin K2. So it's a dilemma, but it's one that could be solved if you can find a doctor to work with you.
Yeah, see, the trick is you need more than just an alternative doctor who would work with you. You really need your cardiologist's permission also. You can't do it without him.
Let me.
Well, you could, but it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea from a legal viewpoint.
Okay, no. So let me ask another question. There are other anticoagulant medications. There's one called Plavix.
Oh yeah, there are other anticoagulants.
Now, would Plavix, which works a different mechanism than Coumadin, would that be a suitable alternative? And if he was on Plavix, could he take the vitamin K2?
It might well be, but that's a judgment the cardiologist has to make.
Okay. All right.
You could encourage the patient to try going to an Asian market and consuming small amounts of natto, because the K2 that's good is made from natto, which is a fermented form of soybean curd that's very, very highly respected in Japan as a kind of superfood. But yeah, I think, again, that would be, you have to do that with caution, but it is a food as opposed to being a supplement.
Yeah. All right, Herb, good luck.
Right, bye.
All right, next, let's talk to Gordon from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, it's a real pleasure to speak to you gentlemen today. I have a question on vitamin D, but while I was waiting, I also thought of a question about zinc, so I hope I can get both questions in.
No extra charge.
Okay, thank you. If after someone has determined how much vitamin D he should take every day, is it better to take the vitamin D throughout the day in divided doses, or can you take it all at once?
You can take it all at once, Gordon. It's a fat-soluble substance, so it's probably good to take it with some fat, you know.
It's
not uncommon for doctors to prescribe high doses at a once-a-week basis, so there's no need to split the dose. Every day is a good program. You could take it every other day, even.
So there's no best time of the day to take the vitamin D.
It's theoretically with some fat in your diet.
Okay, anytime morning or evening is just...
When you take some fat in your diet.
Thank you. The question I had about zinc is this. Could anybody give me an idea what might be an appropriate supplementary dose of zinc that I should take each day to avoid infections of all sorts?
Okay, what do you recommend, Dr. Ron?
Well, I usually tell people to take about 30 milligrams a day. The problem is that some zincs can be a little hard on the stomach and people can get nauseated with it. So to be sure and take it with some kind of a food in your stomach. There's zinc gluconate, there's zinc orotate. I don't know what you guys have.
Well, I know Solgar has a zinc picolinate.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Zinc picolinate should be a good one, too.
Yeah.
So I agree that probably ideally you would take something like 15 milligrams twice daily in split doses just to protect you from the bowel. Arnie is shaking his head. No.
I don't know that it's at that dosage. I don't know that it's that
bad. Well,
that
people vary in their sensitivity. I just saw a very good study showing markedly reduction in infections in the elderly, and they were using 45 milligrams a day. So somewhere 30, 45 would seem to be a proper dose. If you go way high, let's say to 80 or so, then you start getting suppression of the immune system instead of enhancement. So you don't want to go, I wouldn't go above 50.
Yeah, the other thing you folks have to be aware of, look at what's in your multivitamin. You know, we're talking about the total intake of zinc per day. So check what's in your multi. You might already be getting 15 milligrams or more in your daily multivitamin. Take that into account when you figure out how much additional zinc you may want to be taking. If you do start taking more than the 30 milligram, and usually in your multi there'll be some copper along with it. If you start taking very high levels of zinc, you have to be careful that you don't create an imbalance with copper. So that's something else to bear in mind.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Gordon. All right. Who's next? Bob from Pleasantville, New York. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. While I have a reasonable level of vitamin D, it's about 40, I also have a history of developing calcium oxalate stones. Bearing this in mind, what would you say to me as an individual who has a reasonable level and your patients in general, does it pay to run the risk of taking supplemental D3 when I understand you increase the chances of developing calcium oxalate stones?
Well, first of all, let's ask our two physicians, is that true?
I have not heard anything about increasing your risk of calcium oxalate stones taking vitamin D3 in spite of the fact that it does improve your absorption of calcium. I would say you're more likely magnesium deficient and may need some extra B6 is what I'm thinking, and you know, better hydration and those kinds of things. But calcium per se does not cause calcium oxalate stones, and neither does vitamin C.
Right. And if you wanted to be extra cautious, you merit to do a 24-hour urine calcium and also a blood calcium level. If the blood calcium were high, or if you're excreting large amounts of calcium in the urine, then you are at risk for stones. That's a small percentage of people. But by and large, just taking vitamin D or just taking oral calcium doesn't really increase that risk.
Yeah, the key thing here, once again, if you go back to what we said earlier in the show, make sure you get adequate vitamin K2. You know, vitamin K2, make sure the calcium goes where it belongs. You know, not build up in the blood, but build up in the bone.
Well, most of the things we read and hear, the recommendations are sort of generalized to the population, and there is a rather significant number of people who have my problem, and you wonder whether that they're putting certain percentage of people at risk supplementing with D3. Should they see their physicians? And
well, if you listen to what Dr. Ron said, that's not what he said. Okay, he said you're most likely deficient possibly in magnesium or maybe in vitamin B6. That may be more key than worrying so much about the calcium. And how significant is this? How many stones have you had? Do you get one?
I've had three. I take citrate supplementation to reduce the chances of further stones. So I do take a prophylactic dose of potassium citrate.
Okay, do you take extra magnesium?
Calcium citrate as well, calcium and magnesium citrate in the citrate form. I think people get confused with the idea that calcium in the diet and supplemental calcium increases the risk of kidney stones. That's not correct.
No, people, if you avoid calcium or vitamin D, all you're going to do is create a calcium problem in addition to having a kidney stone problem.
You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater here, or you're passing the stone out with the no. Anyway, I think you have to take another look at this concern. You think it's a conclusion that the calcium increases the risk of kidney stones. That's not the
no,
case.
Not
oxalate,
calcium, but specifically the formulation and the chemistry of the D3 compound.
We don't think that's correct.
Yeah, that's not the case.
So, you know, but to check it out with your physician or one of the alternative physicians for sure. Okay, Bob, thanks so much for that call. Okay, guess what? We're going to take our final break. A phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Along with our special guest, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Chalom. We'll be back after these messages.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose high gamma natural vitamin E complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's high gamma natural vitamin E complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. I need to say that before we get back to the phones, that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay. As promised, we're going to get back to the phones, and our next caller is Carmen from Teaneck, New Jersey. Hi, Carmen.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, and yourself?
Okay. I was recently diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and a recent blood test showed that my white blood cells and my red blood cells are very low. My question, are there any supplements that I can take to improve this condition?
Okay, you have low white cell count and low red cell count.
Yes.
Okay, did anything happen in your life? Were you on chemotherapy or anything?
No. In fact, I've always suffered from anemia, but this is the first time that my white cells are low.
Okay, Dr. Podell.
Yeah, this isn't a problem that we can deal with on the phone. It is something for the rheumatologist to address, because ordinarily when people have an inflammatory disease, if anything, the white cells tend to go up or they can be normal. There are some situations with the rheumatoid arthritis, for instance, if the spleen is enlarged, that can drive down the white blood cell count. Basically, you have to have a medical diagnosis as to why it's down before you can begin to think of how you might treat it. And whether there would be a nutritional treatment or not would depend on the reason that it's down.
Well, my rheumatologist did say that this is a part of the disease process, but I was concerned that he didn't actually prescribe anything for it except to tell me to,
How low is it?
I can't remember the numbers right now, but it's concerned that I'm having a colonoscopy on Wednesday.
That shouldn't affect the white cell count issue. He may be looking for colonoscopy to see why you're more anemic than before, trying to see if you're losing blood. So basically, this is a medical problem. The white cell count doesn't need to be treated directly unless it's quite low. There are some natural treatments for rheumatoids, such as perhaps curcumin, such as fish oil, DHEA hormone. But we can't really say whether they're right for you until they finish their diagnosis as to why the white cells and the red cell count are low.
Dr. Ron or Jack, do you want to ring in here?
Go ahead, Dr. Ron.
Just real quickly, I would just say, if you could do a comprehensive diagnostic stool analysis. Very often in rheumatoid arthritis, there are overgrowth issues of pathologic bacteria that could be possibly addressed. And then the second thing is check for gluten sensitivity, because very often the autoimmune diseases, they occur concurrently with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Jack, did you...
Yeah, I would pick up on the gluten sensitivity issue and just point out that a lot of the severity of the symptoms can be related to food sensitivities. And so that might be worth looking into. The rule of thumb is the foods you eat the most of, or that you crave the most, are probably the ones you're most sensitive to. And in terms of supplements, again, with the caveat that you need to complete the diagnosis, but gamma linolenic acid, or GLA, it's plant oil, has been shown very helpful in rheumatoid arthritis in a couple of studies with people.
Okay, and any particular dosage, Jack?
The dosage in the studies ranged from about 1.5 to 2.5 grams of GLA, not borage oil per se, which is one of the sources, but the GLA component.
Ah, okay, so that's a pretty heroic dosage.
Yeah, and it's not cheap, but it's certainly better than the alternative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you come to Wilner Chemist, you can get it at least at a good price.
Yeah, and Solgar has a nice 300 milligram GLA supplement. So
it's about as strong as it comes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you're saying 1.5, so you'd be taking about 5 of those a day, 5 or 6 of those a day.
Yeah, and they're soft gels, so they're easy to swallow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, Carmen, you got some stuff.
Thank you. I work right up the street from your pharmacy, so I'll be there on Monday.
Well, come in. Say hello.
Thank you.
Okay, Carmen. All right, next we have Ben calling from Manhattan.
Yes, I wanted to mention that Linus Pauling was saying that it's a low pH that causes the calcium oxalate stones, and that just by raising the pH, you can get rid of them. But I was wondering also how methods for raising the pH.
Okay. What do you do, Dr. Ron, to raise the blood pH a little bit?
I think he means urine pH in this case.
Well, it's your urine pH, but you're really reflecting in the blood. But, yeah.
Yeah, any kind of green foods, fruits and vegetables that are alkalinizing are very good. What you want to stay away from is sugar. Sugars tend to acidify. Meats can acidify. It turns out, though, that there's quite a bit of variation in how people react to different foods in terms of the acid pH. And so you almost have to just get yourself some paper, some pH paper and litmus paper, and monitor your own urine and see how you respond to different foods. But whole foods in general are going to be the way you want to go. You can also use the buffered forms of vitamin C, and that can help out a little bit. There are alkalinizing powders that you can have made that are the trisalts that are very beneficial too.
Okay, Ben, if you need those pH strips to measure the pH of your urine, we keep a whole bunch of them at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks for that call, Ben. Okay, next we have Rose calling from Queens. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I would appreciate knowing how much strontium I'm supposed to take. I'm 78 years old. I have osteoporosis, and I try to take the daily dose of the calcium. But I don't know how. I take 680 milligrams of strontium at night. Is that enough?
680 milligrams of strontium is the correct daily dosage. Usually it's 340. Each one is 340, and you take two a day.
Right. That's what I'm doing. So that's sufficient?
It's not going to help if you take more.
Oh, really? Oh, somebody was telling me I should be taking 1,000 milligrams, but so it won't help. Okay, thank you very much.
But the other important thing, Rose, is make sure you're doing the right thing as far as vitamin D3 and as far as vitamin K2 goes, and also calcium.
Yes, I
those
am.
Those are first line. It's very important. Make sure your calcium, magnesium intake is proper. Make sure you're getting robust levels of vitamin D and taking the I think it's 90 micrograms a day of vitamin K2. Okay, that's more important than the strontium. That's first line. Strontium, I would think, if nothing else is working, add the strontium. But make sure the other things are there first. Okay, Rose, any more questions, give us a holler at the store. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, well, all right, so we need to wrap up here. Dr. Ron, Jack, we've enjoyed talking with you today.
My pleasure.
I know.
Thanks for having the talk.
Our pleasure, too. Okay, before we go, let's hear a little bit about New Chapter Zyflamin.
is inflammation. Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrate. New Chapter gives you the whole truth. Okay, Dr. Ron, Jack Chalom, thank you both for joining us today. Okay, they're gone. All right. Well, I thank them anyway. Okay, we've come to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed being here. Hope you've enjoyed it, found it a little informative. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, block south of Grand Central Terminal, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. And stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini immediately following the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country.